All right. Well, hi there, everyone. Welcome. My name is Kim Crumpus, as David, referred to me. And I want to welcome you and thank you for taking time to watch my presentation today. I know there's going to be a lot of great presentations, and I'm really thankful that you showed up to listen to me. Today, I'm going to talk about a few ideas important that I think are going to completely change the way you look at your trading, and especially Forex. So this is really geared all about Forex and how you can make more money. So I want to talk about the future of Forex. And one of the goals today is to hopefully give you some clarity. Even if you're new to Forex trading, or maybe you've been around for a while and you've never quite made it, or maybe you're in a place where you're just like ready to throw the towel in, you're frustrated with all the time and money you've spent, and you still can't seem to make money. And I hope that this webinar, this presentation will give you some clarity. But first, I want to make a disclaimer. I want to let you know that it took me years and thousands in losses before I figured out how to be consistently profitable as a Forex trader. And while I know what you're hearing today has the potential to change how you look at the markets if you're open to it, it isn't going to allow you to replicate my success overnight. But it will start you on a journey to becoming consistently profitable, but only if you're open to learning and hearing what I'm about to tell you. So, as the title was, the future of Forex. So what is the future of Forex? Well, no one really knows. I don't have a crystal ball. You don't have a crystal ball. None of us have a crystal ball. But I have an idea based on what I've seen work over and over and has stood the test of time. And so the future, I'm going to say right here, belongs to any trader who has the courage, the insight, and the skill to master the basic. It's simple. And you might be saying, who are you? Who is this person? And maybe some of you recognized my name, Kim Crumpus, as I said at the beginning. Well, I've been trading for 20 plus years. It's actually 22. I've built, destroyed, and rebuilt my trading career. I've been a Forex trainer and course creator since 2005 for the past 19 years. I'm also the founder and the owner of the Price Action Traders Institute that I set up in 2012, and we call it PATI. It's the acronym for Price Action Traders Institute because I realize that is a mouthload. So I refer to it as PATI. And the idea percolated a little bit before that, but it wasn't formalized until 2012. So I've been around formally working with traders one-on-one and in the group since that. So what, the past 12 years. I also happen to be a California CPA. I keep my license active, although I don't practice anymore. So by nature, I'm a numbers. I find numbers really easy. Like, unlike some of you, maybe you don't, or maybe you do. Maybe that's why you're drawn to trading. Numbers come easy. And so trading was a natural fit once I want to say retired, but I really haven't officially retired. I still do consulting on the side, excuse me, but I don't practice. And here's a couple things you may not know about me that I've never really mentioned on other workshops or presentations like this. I don't have a podcast. I'm not a podcaster. And I've started to decline interview requests for the last 2 years. I don't want to be interviewed on anyone's podcast. I have a neglected YouTube channel. So if you go out there and you Google Price Action Traders Institute, you'll see a YouTube channel that maybe has a video every now and then. I'm not a Mr. Beast. I don't want to be a Mr. Beast. It's not my jam. I'm a trader. That's what I do. I had open heart surgery in May of 2022. So coming up on 2 years. And it was from something that happened to me from a childhood illness that caused this outrageous situation to happen. I call it outrageous. It was traumatic. If you've ever had open heart surgery, which I hope you haven't, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, but I've never been healthier and more highly focused. I have a Twitter account, which I tweet from 3 days a week while I'm trading. And the best part is I only trade 3 days a week now, Tuesdays through Thursday. I want to go back in time a little bit, my trading, and talk about my trading transformation. And it all started here at this spa. My comeback story as a trader and the seeds for what would become known as PATI would take place here in the beautiful California wine country. At the time, I was living in San Francisco, and I was gifted a weekend getaway at the Hotel Yountville Spa and Resort, which you're looking at in Yountville, California. If you don't know, Yountville is the home of the world-famous French Laundry restaurant and Bouchon Bakery. My friends thought, oh my God, she's in such a funk. We need to send her away for a long weekend. So fortunately, someone was kind enough to gift me this weekend. Because, as I mentioned, I was ready to throw in the towel after taking a round of staggering losses. I was unable to trade. And honestly, I was miserable. I was depressed. I walked away from trading and I never looked at a chart for 6 months. I completely disengaged from the trading community. I wanted nothing to do with trades, the market, traders. I just completely went off the grid, if you will. So how did I get to where I am today is probably the question that you're asking. And like a lot of people who suffer big losses, I don't know, maybe someone out here is listening to me, knows what I'm talking about. I retreated. I thought, I'm never going to be able to trade again. I can't do it. In fact, I used to try to look at a chart like about 4 months in to my feeling sorry for myself episode. And I thought, I can't even click the mouse. But there was something nagging at me about failing and getting back up. And this wasn't the first time I had failed in my life. I had multiple failures before that. But what I was always capable of doing and what I knew I was capable of doing was dusting myself off, shaking it off, having my cry in the corner, and then get on with it. So maybe some of you can picture this moment. I'm away at this beautiful spa. I'm in the wine country. And I start thinking about all the things I loved about trading. Now, why would this enter my mind? Maybe it was the glass of wine I was enjoying. I don't know. Or the piece of chocolate. So I wrote them all down. I got a pad of paper out. And on one side of the paper, I wrote all the things I loved about trading. And on the other side, I wrote everything I hated about it. And after doing this stupid, silly, what seems stupid, silly exercise, it was this, I had this sudden burst of excitement because in that moment, I knew, hey, Kim, if you can just go back to the basics of trading and work on your mindset, you have a great shot at success again. I was driven. No one was teaching how to use simple price action to trade Forex. And it became so obvious to me. So the first thing I did when I got home was this. I deleted all my online trading courses I had purchased, along with PDFs and indicators. You know, in the old days, I'm going to say the old days, I used to keep everything on my hard drive or, you know, on an attached drive or on a USB stick. And, you know, now I use everything on the cloud, like probably most of you do, but I got rid of everything. I threw away the USB drives. I cleaned out my bookshelves because at that time I still had binders from courses I had been to and PDFs, and you name it. I had it. I just like chucked it. It was like, I'm done. And I started with a blank chart. And what did I find? Ooh, I can see price action so clearly. It's just been buried under all sorts of indicators and trend lines and pivot points and moving averages. And let me tell you, for the first time, I was motivated to try trading again. So here's what I came to. Forex trading is not complicated. People make it complicated. And so today, I want you to focus on the word simple, because simple is the underlying context to everything that I do when I trade and what I teach in my course and in my membership. So I want to start, I know we're early in this, but I want to look at what I mean by simple when it comes to our charts and how we trade. And so on this one, it took us only 20 seconds to identify this trade. It was a long trade on the dollar CAD. And this trade continued up because why? It's a simple, repeatable, and profitable method. Do we incur losses? Absolutely. But we know how to handle them. It took us only 20 seconds to identify this trade, a short. This trade moved down because why? We use a simple, repeatable, and profitable method. This one, another long, identified in only 20 seconds. Another simple, repeatable, and profitable trade. This one, a range. You know how the market has three ways it can go. What? Up, down, and this was sideways price action. It broke out. We call it an RBO, stands for range breakout. I know, that's smart. But it only took us 20 seconds to identify this trade. The trade hit 30 pips. It was simple, repeatable, and profitable. So you might be asking yourself, hey, Kim, I get it. Simple. Simple is the underlying context to this whole thing. So what do you think has happened that has turned traders away from simple to complicated? And that is a damn good question, because it's something I ask myself. And I came up with a list of things, and these are some of the headlines that I would call headlines. I don't mean in the news headlines, but I mean more like these are top of mind. It's not all inclusive, but it's to get you to think. And one of the first things that popped into my mind is technology. Technology has turned people into squirrels, not traders. Your head's on a swivel. You know how a squirrel is. They see an acorn. They run for it. They run up the tree. They run down the tree. They run across the street. They jump in front of your dog. Your dog goes nuts. You know what I mean? They're all over the place. Traders are overwhelmed and paralyzed by indicators and multiple timeframes that they're lured into using. And again, remember, I'm talking specifically the Forex market. I'm a specialist in that. I don't specialize in the stock market. Trading gamification has attracted a certain type of person who's often not really a trader and has not even built any long-term trading. Again, moving from simple to complicated. And yes, there's more. Funny childish trade names dominated people's brains for a while, keeping them distracted on, the trade name. And then my colleague, my other Forex teachers, trainers, whatever you want to call them, gurus, kept moving and still do actually keep moving from thing to thing. They keep marketing the dopamine hits because they have nothing that really sticks for traders. I see it all the time, and I've seen it. I've watched progression, and some of them are really good marketers. Prop firms. This is a big one. I know prop firms have been around for a long time before Forex, but prop firms in the Forex space have had this like resurgence, this birth about 3 years ago. And we've seen it draw huge crowds of traders and I want to say non-traders, gamblers, and they've flourished among people who can't trade with the idea of, hey, you can scale your trading, get a big trading account for $500, and you too can walk away with millions. And if you looked at the statistics of the success versus failure rate of traders who actually make it through those challenges, i.e. gamification, the numbers are so low, it's staggering. In fact, I've done two webinars with my group just about prop firms, because one of them, a big, large known one, blew up in the fall last year. And so we did a webinar update on that. And then I've done one since then and just talked about the scam that Forex prop firms are offering to people and how they're drawing people in and taking advantage of them. So these are just, a few, like I said, headlines, things that come to top of mind. And so what has it been? It's just been one big distraction after another. And what happens is when you're distracted like this, you either blow up your account or you blow yourself up. And I don't mean that like you physically blow yourself up. I mean, like you just say, you walk away, you throw in the towel, you say, I give up, I'm done. But remember what we started with. The future of Forex trading belongs to what? Any trader who has the courage, the insight, and the skill to master the basics. So if you can keep yourself from, I guess if you put on blinders, let's say, in order to succeed, you have a chance. Yes, I know. It's boring. It's not trendy. It's certainly not as exciting and thrilling. It's what I call repetitive monotony, but it's the way to make money. And if someone told me this is the way you can make money, I'd be all ears. Okay, so I have to give up. So going back to basics for the win. So in our group, in our course, in our membership, I teach traders the basics of price action. You'll learn to trade with zero indicators and only on one time frame. I'm very direct if it doesn't come across in this presentation. I am very direct and simple. There's absolutely no fluff. In fact, when I buy a course, which I do buy courses every now and then, not necessarily trading courses, but when I buy a course to learn something, if the instructor like either blasts me with a fire hose of here's 25 modules and they go on and on and on about something, I just like go, this is such a fail. I can't stand it. So me, I built the course I would want, which was get to the damn point, teach me something, make it actionable. And so each module in the course is actionable. There's no theory that will hold you back. Build a course you would want. You can get through it quickly and efficiently, especially if you have some experience. So if you're brand new, it might take you a little bit longer. It will take you a little bit longer. Let's not mince words here. But if you've been around the block, you can probably like fly through. And I designed it and built it so that each module, I think the longest module, maybe 8 to 10 minutes. That's it. for each piece of a module. So there's a few videos to cover one point. So you can do bite size, like, give me the information. Okay, I get it. Move on to the next one. So you can get through it quickly and efficiently. So what is the PATI strategy? So this Price Action Traders Institute stuff. Well, it works with small and large accounts. It's so simple. Anyone can learn the method. In fact, we've had some people in the past. We don't right now, but we did have some people in the past that had their teenage, college age kids, excuse me, trading the method, trading the strategy. And for them, it was like, oh yeah, it's a computer and colors and lights. Yes, I can do this. It requires using tight stops, no more hanging on or letting a trade breathe. And we have a very specific recommendation on stop placement. It's not, oh, let me decide. Let's see, the moon was full last February, and now it's March of 2024. And so I think I'll put my stop here. No, it's none of that. Or, ooh, there's a pivot point there. Nope, it's not that. How about that trend line? No, not that. It's peer price. And we have a list of recommended stops for each currency pair. All trade planning, execution, and managing is done on one time frame. We only use the 15-minute time frame. And there's a really good reason for that. Again, it's avoiding the complexity that Forex traders often find themselves in, because we were trained like, I think, stock traders. Hey, look at a higher time frame. Can you confirm it on the 1 hour? Can you confirm it on the 30 minute? Can you confirm it on the 4 hour, the 6 hour, the really? No. Everything is done on one time frame. It avoids analysis paralysis and overload. Like I mentioned, it's all price action. Thus the name Price Action Traders Institute. There's no indicators. There's no chart patterns. There's no algos or robots. You don't need a VPN. You don't need to go off on all these tangents. It's price action on a clean chart. And the best part, all trades have to be closed at the end of each session. And there's a reason we do that. And I go into it a little bit in the course. And the reason is, I only recommend that if you're going to trade Forex, you have to be a day trader. You cannot be a long-term trader unless, of course, you happen to be a bank. Like if you're Bank of America and you're listening to this, I don't know why you would be, but if you are, let's say, then you would have a completely different take on this, because why? You have a completely different strategy that is based on a very long-term outlook and you have very deep pockets. The average at-home day trader does not. And even if you did, why would you risk it? And again, the reason is there's such chaos in the world since the global financial crisis back in 2008-09. And since that time, it's never been financially worth it or emotionally worth it to hold a trade overnight in the Forex market as a retail level trader. It just isn't. It's too risky. The world can blow up overnight. Putin can do something crazy. Kim Jong-un can do something crazy in North Korea. And while we're sleeping here in the US, your account has now been blown up. So we want to get out of our trades either at the end of the session or before it, ideally. And most of us do. And here's just a couple things I want to go through, what Forex traders say about their training with me and the method. I've been trading for 5 years. I've had a lot of ups and downs. Couldn't find consistency until I found PATI. I've spent thousands, maybe you can relate to this, on education and software over the years, but nothing compares to the education and mentorship I have gotten from you. I'm finally making money. And this, you know, some of these people are prop traders. Because remember what I said, it's great, trade with a prop firm if that's your jam. I offer different ways of doing that versus using one of these prop firm challenge joints, bucket shops. But they have a method, they have a strategy. And that's what you need first before you go into one of these, if that's the route you want to take. It's a beautiful way to trade. Tight stops really change the game. And then this guy said, Kim's method's the only method that's really drummed into me the importance of a proven method and tight stop losses. Again, we're seeing this tight stop losses. This was a complete change in direction for me, and I'm finally profitable after 18 years of being stubborn and trying other systems. I wholeheartedly recommend PATI to new and experienced traders who are not yet consistently profitable. And we do this thing, I teach this thing, as I mentioned earlier, called the 20-second trade planning process. And that's kind of the key to all of this. It's simple. There's no indicators or patterns that are required to do this. There's no special software, and there's certainly no spreadsheets. The other thing is it can be used, this planning process for 20 seconds or less can be used on any currency pair. And of course, anyone can do it. And I guarantee that if you learn how to do it, you will love it too, because you will never look at a chart the same way again, ever. It will change your perception of the forex and your charts. So you might be thinking, okay, yeah, Kim, I get it. Tight stops, simple trade planning process. But will it work for me? And that's a great question because, you know, honestly, if I was in your shoes, I'd probably say, yeah, okay, will it work for me? Well, it can work for you, but are you going to be one of these people who, you know, takes in what I'm saying or teaching and understand that the future is dependent on you and keeping things simple? It's simple, it works, and of course, it can work for you. So here are just some of the things. This is not an all-inclusive list, but here's some of the things of what you won't need if you decide to go down this path. You see all these things? Indicators, right? Nope, you won't need them. And just think of all the countless hours on the weeknights, the weekdays, the weekends of you trying to learn how to use these different indicators, reading about the history of the guy who created the indicator, because yes, they're always guys, how to adjust and tweak them, how to apply them to different versions on different time frames. I mean, just talking about all that brings back flashbacks for me, because I was someone who did that. I wasted time on the weeknights, the weekdays, and the weekends. That's why I can say this. So just talking about all that, again, gives me PTSD, because really you're spending, investing all this energy and time for little return. And it just gives me a big headache. In fact, some of your charts might look something like this. And I don't know about you, but when you see this, what do you see? An acid drip? Chaos? Where's price? Where is it buried? And then there's someone that I have read and reread, listened to the audiobooks multiple times, and it's Mark Douglas. Maybe some of you have heard him. And he has a great take on indicators. And he asked in one of his seminars, he asked the participants an important question about indicators. And he said, why do traders gravitate towards indicators? And it's such an important question. And his answer was, because they're trying to avoid losses. Most traders don't put on a trade until they've convinced themselves that the trade will work. The typical trader does not really accept the risk of trading. Only the best traders accept the risk. So if you think about it, what he's saying is, if you walk up to a chart, you open your charts, you sit down at your computer, and you look at it, because in our case, we can decide in 20 seconds. But if you need indicators, you're trying to convince yourself, okay, I know this indicator has crossed here. This has turned yellow. This has turned pink. The moon is full. It's in my astrological sign. Mercury's not in retrograde. The trade will work. You take the trade, but only until all those things are checked. Because why? You're afraid to lose money. And I get it. I used to be one of those. Only the very best traders accept the risk. Now, some may pay lip service to it. Yeah, I can lose 10 pips. But really, when it comes down to it, you have to be willing to take it in the face multiple. And Tom Willis, who was one of Richard Dennis's colleagues in the pit, and if you don't know Richard Dennis's name, he's the guy who started the famous experiment teaching traders, or people who weren't traders, how to trade in the Turtle Traders. Great books, I should say. But he said traders in today's environment see rapid success when they use price action strategies. So after 6 years of failing with indicators, LP gave them up and actually started making money. So here's three things I want to leave you with. Tight stops combined with low leverage is a game changer for Forex traders. Again, I'm talking Forex traders. Using the 20-second trade planning process every time you sit down to trade has the big benefit of completely changing how you look at any chart, like we saw back on the quote from Ray. It completely changed how he looked at the market. It puts you in an ideal position because you know exactly what to do and when to do it with minimal effort. The question, of course, is, are you going to do it? And then number three, ditching your indicators will put you at an unfair advantage over other traders simply because you will no longer be bogged down trying to use them. I want to go ahead and thank you for listening. I hope I've inspired or at least motivated you to think a little bit different about Forex trading, or maybe, you know, raise your curiosity if you're not a Forex trader. And I do have a special offer going on right now that I'd like to just walk you through for the next few. I'm offering today our complete course, Command Your Trading, plus you'll get 1 month in the Patty membership for free. And the membership is really important because how many times, I don't know about you, you've taken a course, you've bought a course, you've gone through the course, and you really don't have anyone to talk to. And so the membership is an easy way for you to ask your questions because, as you'll see, I'll explain what's in the membership, but it's an easy way to keep in touch and to be in touch with us at least 6 times a week, if not more. So in the course, for the beginners, there's 6 modules. There's 6 main modules for traders who are new to Forex or have never traded before anything. And so this is going to walk you through, you know, learning what is Forex. And then, of course, we're going to open a trading account together. You're going to watch me open one, download our custom MT4 template. You're going to get a video that walks you through all that. All right. We're going to talk about placing trades. That's the fun stuff, right? You're going to see me place them, how to put your stop in, et cetera. I'll show you everything. Then, of course, we have to talk about risk. We're going to do a whole module on risk taking and setting your expectations as a trader. And then number 5 is we're going to start to cultivate your trader's mindset and what that really means and what it involves. And then, of course, graduation, you're done with the beginner's course. So that's for someone who's brand new. That's included in the command. Then there's the main course, which is the other piece that you get in the complete course. And this is for traders who have some experience or someone who's just gone through the beginner's track. You can jump right into this. So this is where we get into what is price, what is the ideal, who is the ideal price action trader? We're going to talk about how you can wake up excited to trade. What are the best times to trade? We're going to go into deeper into risk management. We covered it briefly in the beginner's course, but we're going to go into it deep in the main course. Then module number 4, we're going to get into, okay, Kim, this 20-second trade plan, I want to hear all about it. This is the module. This is where you're going to learn all that. Number 5, we're going to talk about trending markets because remember, there's only 3 ways a market can go, right? Up, down, or sideways. So we're going to talk about our trend. We call it a clear directional move because I want you to be crystal clear. And there's a reason why, which I go into in the course, I won't do it here. But our CDM, clear directional move, is our word for trend. And then we're going to go into module number 6, which is the range. So remember, it's up, down, or sideways. Sideways is in module number 6, the range breakout trades and all the rules that are built around that. And number 7, we are going to get into the best part, favorite part, which is booking your profits, the best methods for doing that, and how we do that using protective stops, key levels, et cetera. And in module number 8, we're going to go over these 3 candlesticks that we don't see too often, but you need to know about. And in module number 9, we're going to talk about tracking your performance. And this is where we get into journaling as a trader. And this is really important. And I have some journals on Amazon for built specifically for Price Action Traders Institute traders. So you can either use your little notebook or pad of paper at home if you want, or you can get a little more formalized and spend $7. I think they're $6.99 on Amazon and get an actual paper journal. It's the size of a notebook sheet of paper, 8.5 by 11. And then we're going to bring it all together in module number 10. So that's the beginner's course and the main course. That makes up the Command Your Trade. So again, you're going to get these, you know, 6 modules and 10 modules in the main track. You're going to get the template. You're going to get my exclusive Red News trading strategy. You'll get a complete library. You'll get everything you need to get going and get set up. Now, the membership. I did say I want to talk about that. So the membership, we have 6 live trade planning sessions every week. We have 3 New York sessions and we have 3 London sessions. They are on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So essentially, there's 24 every month that you get to pick from. And then we have 2 live member Q&A sessions or webinars on Wednesday. And those are done the 1st and 3rd Wednesday of every month. You have access to a video library. You get email support along the way. And then, of course, you're in with a community of Forex traders just like you are in the course here to support you. So again, I just want to repeat. So what you get if you join us today, you'll get the complete course, beginners and main course, plus 1 month free in the membership to get you jumpstart. And again, it's only $197. And if you go to priceactiontradersinstitute.com/independence, you'll see that special offer there. So I want to thank everyone for attending. I know you probably have a lot on your schedule, and you can choose the workshops that you want to attend. And if you're watching this on the recording, thank you for watching it. And I look forward to seeing you in either one of our live planning sessions or working with you as a trader. All right. So if there are any questions, I would be happy to answer them. If not, I'm sure everyone wants to get on with their day. Can I see the chat if there's any questions? Or David, do you have anything?
If you hit Alt H on your keyboard, you'll see the chat.
Okay. MT4 is used. Yes. So what preferred platform? Yes, we use MT4. Hey, Rich. See you in here. Hi, Anka. Thank you, RW. Appreciate that. Art Orbit, success levels to compare. You mean to stock traders and option traders? And no, I actually don't, because I kind of keep a blind eye. I have blinders on, if you will. Again, squirrel. So no, I don't know what the success levels are. I think, you know, maybe I know Anka has a great group of traders. It's all over the board. It depends, you know, their percentage P&L. So I think that's it. Mine? Yeah. I vary anywhere between 3% and 8%. February is probably going to be a lot lower. In fact, I have a webinar tomorrow with the group. It's the first Wednesday of the month tomorrow. And so I'll have a webinar, and I plan on talking to the group about February, because I don't know, I can't compare it to something like Anka does, but I know in our market, in the Forex market, the moves were very constricted, and it was probably the lowest I've seen in the last, I want to say, 4 or 5 years. I haven't put together that webinar yet, but I want to go over it. And so I barely came out. In fact, I do track myself daily on an Excel spreadsheet and in a handwritten journal. The Excel I do on a weekly basis. The journal, one of my own journals, I track daily, and I post it on Twitter. So if you want to see my results, you can see them on Twitter. Now, percentage P&L means different things to different people. And one of the things I do that's a little bit different is on Twitter, I'll post how many pips I've taken in for this session. And so today I put in 45 pips, I think it was. I also track how many trades I took and how many winners and how many losers. And so percentage P&L is different. I might be trading a $100,000 account versus someone else who's trading a $500,000 account. So my 4% is going to be different than his 4%. So I always put pips out there, because that tells the traders who are watching or looking or are interested or who care, hey, she grabbed this much out of this move. Oh, okay, that's interesting. Or, oh, I love that. How did she do that? So, you know, I don't use percentage out with the public presentation, because I think it's irrelevant, because you can't really interpret that. You are welcome. Hi, Ed A. Did you miss my yes, you missed my presentation. Thank you, Anka. You are too. At you. All right. Well, I know I didn't take the full hour. I didn't think I would. If anyone else has a question, I'm very happy to answer. If not, again, I appreciate those of you that listen to this, or and those of you who are listening to this on the recording. Thank you. And I wish this is the only speaking thing I do. It's once a year, and it's this group. I've turned down so many other, I guess, what, opportunities. It's not my thing. I know what I do. I do it well, and it works. Okay, got some questions in. Kim, with tight stops, how do you deal with quick reversals on price action recently? You get out of the market. It'll take you out instantly. And I talk a lot about in my planning sessions that we have to use time, meaning 1 hour, 1.5 hour from the New York Open. If things aren't cooking and you've already taken some losses, cut it off. Like, just cut it off. That's all part of our risk management plan. You don't want to keep chasing the market. And I have strict, well, I don't want to stay strict. That sounds like I'm some kind of school marm. I have very clearly defined re-entry rules. In other words, how do I get back in the market if my stop has been hit? And those rules come into play under certain conditions. So it's a rule, and then there's a condition, and you have to have both. So you don't just like keep hitting the market or hitting on the hopium pipe, hoping you're going to catch a trade. No, that's like crazy, reckless gambling level. It's not trading. All right. So I hope that answered. How much time should someone dedicate to a specific plan before deciding it's not working out? Do you know how much time it takes roughly for the patty traders to be profitable? That is a really deep question. And no, I don't. And here's why. I don't know you. I don't know your psychology. Are you a well-balanced person? Are you risk tolerant? Are you scared of losing money? I mean, there's so many variables that come into play. So two traders, I could, you know, put them side by side. They both take the same trades. One jumps out as soon as the market flinches and the other one's like, that's part of it. Or as Rich says, it's like in a pullback, it's like an ice cube melting in your, you see your profits start to slip away. And so how do you think, how do you perceive that? And it changes. I hate to tell you, it changes from day to day. So how much time it could take trader A and trader B could be completely, and a lot of it has to do with your psychology and how you view risk and losing money. And of course, the corresponding side to that is, how do you view making money? Are you someone, like Mark Douglas talks about, euphoria? Are you someone who trades and your trades in big profits, let's say 40 or 50 pips? And typically, you're a trader who gets maybe 5 pips. Maybe you're break even, or you're a break even trader. You barely make it out. But now all of a sudden you got a 40 pip trade and you're like, I'm going to hang on to this thing. Kim says I can move my protective stop. And so you do, even knowing in the face that, hey man, I have never had a trade this big. Instead of booking your profits and going, patting yourself on the back and saying, God, that was a great job. Book your profits. And so if you miss, if you keep missing those opportunities, like you keep missing, taking advantage of, ooh, I've got a big trade. Or even if you're someone who typically gets 8 or 10 pips on, and now all of a sudden you got 25 pips, book the profits. Okay. So how much time it would take? There's no real gauge other than, again, your psychology and your view on losing money and making. Because I think it's easier for traders to stay stuck in, I lost, I lost, I lost, versus, ooh, I made money, I'm holding on to that money, and oh, I'm going to add a little bit more to that. It's much easier to stay stuck in the woe is me, this isn't working, it's hard to make money. What is Forex and a pip? A pip is a price interest point. It just means in the stock market, you might use points. That's our version. That's our language for points. And Forex obviously stands for foreign exchange. It's currencies. So it's euro, things like that. You are welcome. All right. Any more questions? I'm happy to answer them. If not, the day is yours. Or the evening, depending on where you're watching this from. So again, go to, you know, if you have a question I haven't answered, and maybe you're listening to this on the recording, let's say, just go to the website. You can always send an email to me, and I'll be happy to answer any question I maybe didn't cover on this presentation. All right. Thank you, David, for putting, David put the link in. I'll go ahead and sign off. Thank you, Anka. Thank you, David.